All right. Hey, what's good? You tuned in to the Wingman Chronicles. Now, before we begin, I have to give you my disclaimer. So let's get it. Thank you, MK Specs. See, I know how to really bring it in with the disclaimer. Look, my name is Mr. Chang, and Mr. Chang tonight is here to teach. Now, the show, MK Specs, and myself, including Visa and UK Wale, my brother from another brother, from another yellow mother, all the way to the UK, is not liable for you to have epileptic seizure after listening to the Wingman Chronicles. Remember, you gotta throw your motherfucking dub up, okay? All right, all right. We are not liable for the offensive content that's gonna be distributed to your ear, right? Let me say H1, right? Say H1, right? Distribute it to your ear, all right? Now, when you come over here, you hurry up and buy. You hurry up and try. The Wingman Chronicles, all right? We're not liable, all right? We just let you know, right? Parental discretion is strongly advised when you tune it into the Chronicles. I gotta go, MK. Here you go.
Man, thank you, Mr. Chang, man, for real. You know, I fuck with you, man. Shit. I got my teeth fixed. Your breath don't smell like shit no more. Right? So that's why I fuck with you. All right. Y'all ready? Now remember, parental discretion is strongly advised. Let's start with the Chronicles.
And I got that ounces on the table. I got my Swisses and I grabbed that lighter cause I'm evil. About to roll it down and smoke a good one the morning time of coffee. I got it right here, stuck that motherfucking really open. And when I put that fire to that tip, it gets a coffee. I have to sit down right there cause my brain cells feel like walking. Some might stalk around cause the Chiba Hawks go hawk around in town. And I got that good ass shit, it's loose, it's green, this shit ain't brown, it's brown. And I smoke it, don't get feeling good, yo, it's Friday. Get in my car and gas it up and then MK on his way to a new place, the Wingman Chronicles, this shit be chose. I inhale, put it in my nose and I blow it out my phones and close that brown ass blood. Got a deal from the Wingman, he done hooked it up. That's some good deal, but I had to roll it. Now I'm high as fuck. Going went to churches, got my munchies on this.
Nigga. Wait, hold up.
Nephew.
Let's get it.
You got perfect time. About to start a little puff giving this motherfucker. You down?
Why don't you come on and sit next to your auntie?
Nigga, it's Friday, nigga. Welcome to the Chronicles.
I know you smoke a little weed, right?
Why you say that?
Cause your lips turning black. Shit, I can roll the blood better than the bitches in the van. Now I know Willie don't let you smoke in his house. But I'm your Uncle Elroy. I don't give a damn how you get in mine. As long as you let me hit it.
Fire that shit up, boy.
I'm about to show y'all who the real Puff Daddy is.
Baby?
this to Bombay.
Oh, definitely don't want to listen to this shit. Let's see what else is on this motherfucker. So
si no estás en tu casa, ¿eh? Si...
Oh. Breeze on the beats. Friday. What's good, man? You're tuning in to your host with the most. Your therapist. M.K.XBEX to the T. Well, all right, y'all. Let's get it. Strap on your motherfucking chair strap. We gonna drop the bomb. Now let's get to the Chronicles. All right, man, what's good? You tuning in, man. The blunt is lit. Got my cup of coffee to keep me up because on the real, shit, I'm tired, man. I'm tired. Yeah, I just came off a vacation, so what? I'm still tired. It's Friday. And, you know, I'm going to keep it a million with you. A nigga been struggling. Struggle. Nigga ain't balling. Shit. I'm actually going to have to get out here and get me a second gig. Because I like money. I like having it. But the food, the meat is getting sliced different, right? We living in the era of time when things in the 80s used to be super jumbo. Everything was large. Right now, it looked like honey struck the hamburgers. Shrunk the hamburgers. Everybody's using the small little bud. They're going to charge you damn near $10 for a combo. It's gonna be $20, trust me, for a combo. Gas is up in California. Some people are like, damn, Governor Newsom. Governor Newsom is a nuisance. But you fail to realize he done raised up the minimum wage from 15 something to 20 damn dollars and shit. On the first of the month, you cash your check, you go say, what's up? Right? Yeah. The marijuana, no more drug testing. Yeah, these companies did my brother dirty. You know, they don't know they're supposed to be drug tested, but they still wanted to waste some damn money and shit. Knowing that nigga smoking weed. Yeah, yeah. How y'all doing? Y'all good, man? Yeah, my whole vibe is different. But I'm gonna deliver this shit like dominoes, as I fucking should. Let's get to Battle of the Sexes. The sisterhood had a problem, a big problem with Simone. Well, Bias, Simone, I'm sorry I got your name right, but your smile, girl, you a cutie. These bitches jealous. I'm gonna get it out the gate. Now, her dude is the football player. And they was on a podcast, both of them. And man, I look at both of them. Simone and what's his name? Owens. So what's his name? Jonathan Owens? I'm thinking Jonathan Majors, but Jonathan Owens, listen to me. They got that Jody Wiley. They got that new love. And we've been needing that because it's been a war going on outside between the sexes. Right? But it seems like this couple has made a resolution to block out all that noise, all that bullshit. Now, Simone is the ladies' gymnast champion, gold medalist, right? Gold medalist. But here's, let me let you know something. Just because you a gold medalist don't mean you got bread. I was working at a refurbishing amplifier company, and I'm standing next to the U.S. karate, a taekwondo karate champ for the U.S. I remember his name, Tokumoto, son. Tokumoto, right? Tokumoto was broke, though. But she got her stuff together. She got her endorsements together, right? So they was on the podcast, and the brother right now is getting crucified by the sisterhood because he said, no, I'm the prize. And keep in mind, she there. It ain't like she's somewhere else. She is there. Keep it in mind, bitches. She right there, right? You done switched a different type of suit on. You put on the suit that said, oh, you gonna let that nigga say that shit about you? You, your cocky goddamn arrogant ass and shit, egotistical bitch. Oh, you the Olympic champ, right? Yo, see your fucking arrogance, man. You know, your fucking arrogance. You need to work on that shit. You need to work on it. The sisterhood came with that bullshit. And they wanted to work through her so they can work through him. To tell him, nigga, don't you ever come out here on social media and say you the prize. Let's keep it a buck. Let's listen to the situation. She said how they met. How they met up. They met up on a dating service, right? He trying to hook it up on online booty call, and she's like, fuck it. Ain't that something? Ain't that something? You got a football player and a gold Olympics using the social media dating. Trying to find a match. But it's something that Simone said that makes us niggas stand up and give her an applause. She said, fuck what them bitches saying. I know what I like and I know what I want and I win at. I went to get it. I went to get it. She shot a shot. That's what's wrong with you bitches right now. That's why you lonely as shit. That's why you say fuck it instead of shooting your shot and having the click clack. Right? The click clack, what? It's a gamble. That nigga might reject you. And we know women, they'll jump off a cliff, feel when they feel like they rejected. A nigga done told them no. Can't get what they want. Listen to me. Listen to me. She said, that's what I want. That's what I'm going to get. She shot her shot. Y'all bitches up here like, oh, well, he up here, he know that she a little. That nigga didn't know. That nigga didn't know. He said what happened. Now what really got y'all tired ass motherfucking holes in the panties in the bunch is y'all just thought he was just up there talking to the guys. Nigga, his wife, not woman, because they got married. They got that real black love. They ain't got that Remy Ma and Papoose. They got that real black love. She breaking them off. She breaking them off. Nigga, she a gymnast, nigga. She cocking that shit back like the exorcist walking up the stairs if he wanted like that. You remember what Kevin Samuels said? These women, they want a nigga that's 6 feet and shit because, you know, they want to look up to him and shit. She short, she looking up to him. She winning right now. She winning. She, nigga, she went out there and got a light-skinned nigga. Resurrected a light-skinned nigga. Yeah, he looked kind of like homeboy. Classic man, but not with the fingernail painting. Not with that goth. Right? Not with that gothic. No. Y'all bitches on social media had a nerve to tell Simone that you need to divorce this nigga. It's some problems. It's some red flags. But guess what? You ain't gotta take my word for it. Let's hear some of these raggedy ass bitches got some complaints. You ready? Let's get it.
Simone Biles' husband is a walking red flag.
I always say we the men to catch, man. I always say we the catch, man.
Yeah, so she really booked you.
She did, though.
Is what you said.
I was fighting it.
This man got into a relationship with Simone Biles, and he's acting like she's the one who should be lucky.
How in the hell did you pull Simone Biles?
And we just chatted you do that, bro.
Man, it's cute. Really, how she pulled me, man? That's the question. Oh. He pops up, and I'm like...
Just because of that little slither, bitches was enraged. They was angry. They was pissed. They was pissed off. They was trying to make an angle. They up here. And we got to give a shout out to Simone, right? Simone got a ring. She married. They together. And then she said something to you raggedy assholes that ain't got nobody. She said, what else you got to say? Bitches, what else you got to say? Loved it. Loved every minute of it. Loved every minute of it, right? Loved it. It's refreshing. It's refreshing. But we know bitches, especially the ones on online that put a fake-ass avatar. They a letter. Disgruntled. It was good to see the brotherhood. The brotherhood has something to say about this black love. We ain't talking about Easy, the ship captain, fucking the shit out of Remy Ma, and then somebody close to that nigga, he up here recording every damn thing. We didn't know Easy, the ship captain, he rapped good with no stutter, but when he talked regular, that nigga be stuttering. Nigga, you know my steez.
Nightly, she made a jaw, I made a jaw, he could have made a jaw. Boom. Anything else that niggas would have ran with would have been on them. I wouldn't have had to say nothing. I wouldn't have had to force myself to survive. None of that shit, bro. Because everybody spoke already. The fact that she said something, I said something and you didn't, that make it look weird. The fact that you posted real niggas do real things the next day, make it look weird. The fact that you posted a Father's Day picture without her, make it look weird. No live, speculation, he fucked up, he waiting for this, yo, he got beat up. Not knowing, niggas don't really, niggas starting to try to figure it out, like, yo, he fucking with Remy, but not knowing that I've been with Shorty, and she telling me though. Niggas don't know that she been at my crib since then.
Introducing from LA to the UK, man, brother motherfucking Wally. Before I begin, Brother Wally sending all this pound cakery, man. You gonna drown in that booty and titty hips. But let's get it.
Hello, it's UK Wally. You know, I've been hearing this new trick on it since I heard this whole scandal with TD Sneaky Cakes with him. This whole new scandal that basically they got this terminology called a power bottom. Mm-hmm. What the fuck is that? It's supposed to be some fruit booty on the fruit booty side of the game. They say that a power bottom, that TD Sneaky Cakes is a power bottom. I guess he's pitching for the wrong team, nigga, because I don't know nothing about that shit. That's that other side of the fruity purple side of the game, nigga. Or,
that's the Hassan Campbell and shit. He a power bottom.
Now, we can do this the easy way or we can do it the hard way. The choice is yours.
Take that, take that, take that, take that.
I don't know, nigga, but that's what they say, nigga. He's a power bottom. I heard this new terminology. What the fuck is this? It's like this shit called bussy. Or this fruit booty dude on my last job. Talking about he got the bussy. I don't know, nigga. That's some other shit, nigga. That's a whole other cadre of fucking question mark, nigga. Oh, no, nigga, but that shit don't sound right for me, with if
I can do this the easy way, or we can do it the hard way.
UK Wally. Thank you.
Let's give a round of applause for the Brother Wally. They done went out. Me Too movement got Jermaine Jackson and shit. God damn. First Van Diesel, Axl Rose, Diddy, who else? Jamie Foxx, right? Who else? Like it's gonna be everybody in the entertainment business, right? It's something that Michael J. White, old Vlad, said. He said, man, people are going to be like, ooh, shit. Look what happened. They brought out that 50 clip of Method Man saying, fuck Kanye. Kanye was at Diddy house, you know, doing some strange things, right, at them. You know? Got a couple of niggas that be on this type of behavior.
Now we can do this the easy way or we can do it the hard way. The choice is yours.
And we must avoid those niggas. God damn, who's next? Who's next, y'all? I hope it ain't MK Specs. We know it ain't gonna be MK Specs because I'm broke. Don't get me wrong. If something happened to you, you need to get justice, right? But I see this as a money grab. We see Hassan Campbell over there. He said, Vlad, you know what? I'm going to hock my chain to you. Nigga, I need a loan. Oh, man. Yes. It's wild out here. It is wild out here. It's wild out here. It's a come up. Right. A lot of people is violating that quid pro quo, right? Nigga, you know what it is, nigga. You been out of job, you done violated. Let's keep it up. I violated. I'm here to share, right? But you gotta be careful, man, because when you dealing with that, yeah, that law. Get the law involved. Life is like Monopoly, yo. You know, you go around the board, you might have to go to jail. You just don't know how. Well, you might have to go to jail. Might have to go to jail, right? Might have to hock some of them Rolexes in the safe and shit. You know what I'm saying? Might have to like cough it up. You know what I'm saying? Cough up half. It's just like a bitch that hit you with the divorce, right? And she wore half and shit. Right? Check this out. Half your shit and Uncle Sam's tax is 44%. Guess what, nigga? That's gonna leave you 10%. Game over. All right. This is the part of the show where I'm gonna steal from my nigga the Breezer. Let's give him a motherfucking round of applause. Right? Do that nigga come whack.
Hell no.
All right. Let's get down. Right? We're going to pause this. We're going to slow it down. Pause for the cause. Take a commercial break. And then you're going to bring your motherfucking ass back over here to Yoga Flame. That butt. Out the bag, it was smelling up like strong as fuck. People smell it when I'm trying to roll up. Sticky butter, nigga, love. I can't stop with one puff. I'll be sure. Bitch, am I in need to shut the fuck up? And I can't stop rolling up this sticky butter. Stand up, strong as fuck. All right, next part of the Wingman Chronicles is a clip I call "When You Stand Up and Be a Man and Check That Bitch." Let's roll that clip.
That's all you have to say? Look, I don't think this is gonna work out then.
Planet Fitness down the fucking street if you want some shit to work out. I don't know why you're raising your voice though.
And that's what I'm talking about. You're not passionate about anything. I cross a boundary and you're not gonna get mad.
Are you my kid?
I'm not a kid, I'm a grown ass woman.
Are you 50 feet away?
No, we're in the car. What are you talking about?
Then why the fuck do I need to raise my voice at you? Why do I need to get mad at you and curse you out for me to show you that I care about you? I don't get that. I'm the type of dude where I'm a grown ass man. I don't need to raise my voice at you like you some random dude at a bar or you some random, like you're my girl. Like, we have a mutual understanding or a mutual disagreement about something, but it doesn't involve me having to raise my voice. Have you been to therapy?
I mean, no, I haven't been to
therapy. Of course you fucking haven't. Because I'm starting to think that every relationship you've been in resulted in some type of fight, and you have correlated a need to fight with a need to care. You think because I don't fight you, I don't care. But in reality, I don't care enough to fucking fight with you. You know why I like, you know why I don't like. You choose to cross that line, cross that boundary. I ain't got shit to say to you except I'm leaving you. That's it. I don't know where you think we are, where you think I have to fight to prove that I love you. I don't have to fight for shit except my life. I like you and I care about you and we're both adults and we can come to a mutual understanding about whatever the fuck we're going through. However, you purposely needing to fight to give you peace, it's something I don't need. I like my peace, I like my quiet. Not peace and violence. Those things are not the same fucking things. So, you can either shut the fuck up, and we can go get these wings, or you can hop out my fucking car and let me retain my peace.
We can get wings, okay? I'm sorry.
All right, then.
Nigga was regulating. I like everything. Your ass is a buster to a fool regulate.
Yeah, we up here with Shice the Cry, nigga. Let's give him a round of applause. T.D. Jakes, T.D. Jakes. An old word is now at the forefront of the community. And what is that word? A lot of people have been asking, what the hell is a power bottom? The first time I heard that word was 4 years ago by this man in this clip. So I'm going to give you a daily double because I work hard and I'm good at what I do. I'm going to give you the clip and I'm going to give you the explanation of what the fuck is a power bottom. You ready? Roll that clip, Mr. Chang. Oh, here we go.
What is a power bottom anyway?
That's the sugar in the tank when they talk about the gay boys. So you be like, ooh, too much sugar.
Damn.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, I'm going to say this first.
Fascinating with that dick, That nigga like that dick, bro.
And from what I understand, power bottoms are the motherfuckers that go to these sex parties and like to get ran through like a motherfucking Walmart. Most motherfuckers call them cum dumps and shit like that.
Oh, shit.
These are motherfuckers that done been plowed so many motherfucking times, their walls is just shattered. They booty hole look like foreskin and shit like that. Yeah, they just have no walls, just loose booty. But yeah, that's basically what a motherfucking power bottom is. Somebody that like to go to these parties and let everybody in the
trying to be swollen and aggressive. Yeah, you know, and then that blood old power bottom ass nigga. Fuck you talking about blood, buff ass power bottom blood. That shit ain't intense.
What is a power bottom anyway?
That's the sugar in the tank when they talk about the gay boys. So you be like, ooh, too much sugar. Damn. You know what I'm saying? So.
All right. Me and Shice the Cry was up here checking out this situation with Ack. Ack had his homies over and the train was renting on one of those bitches that came to see Ack. Supposed to see Ack, but I guess Ack was drunk or whatever, passed out, whatever. And he seen the shit and he told the broad, and the broad went to the police. Try to get in, but you know, locked up and shit. So they came to the door, kick in the 4-4. I mean, wave in the 4-4, right? You know what I'm saying? Confiscated shit and all that, right? But here's the thing, man. See, the broad went to the police because he wouldn't give up that material and shit. So she's like, I want it. You know how bitches are. I want it. So she went the police route, but that ended up in the result of everybody watching the tape to see if it was some type of, you know, SA or it was consensual. And it was, like I told E, nigga, that shit was on some motherfucking invasive angles. You know, for real, nigga, Blackstreet Hook, right? Some shit popping off. I told my brother, man, if that broad is sucking motherfucking dick and getting hit from the back, nigga, that ain't, no, nigga. Oh, nigga. I mean, what I thought was nigga, the R word, what I thought was if you go down in the basement and shit, the Butch. Step to the side, Butch. You know what I'm saying? Against thy will, right? You know what I'm saying? Some against thy by force, just taking it, right? Not just taking it. Look, them officers would have called their old girl mama, right? She said, my girl is innocent. Shaniqua's not innocent. Ma'am, if you see this tape, where's the tape, baby? Show me the tape, ma'am. It's a bit much. Let me see the tape. Shaniqua, shut your goddamn ass up. And she, you done got me down here in this motherfucking police station. Shut your ass up. And he see that. And she gonna be like, oh, you gonna be taking your ass to church. Bitch, you up here. That's what's on the tape. But see, they definitely, when it comes to these bitches, they definitely, they don't want nobody in their business. But nigga, I got the tape, so is everybody gonna be in your business? Everybody gonna know. Everybody gonna know. Get this weed in. Everybody gonna know this. She's stupid for putting herself out there talking about she gonna come out and I'ma have my story to tell. Shit, and cops already know the story to tell. Who else you telling? That's important. You definitely ain't telling the police and shit because they already know. They looked at the goddamn tape. Look. They ain't gonna be none of that five. Nigga, he ain't gonna be shit with five. Don't see this tape. They see the tape, nigga. Whoever was in your corner pumped your goddamn head up like Dig Dug and shit. You made a flawless and fatal mistake and shit. You lied up on your own sword. Did it to yourself. Try so hard not to expose yourself, but did it to yourself and exposed yourself. Bitch was cold-blooded, nigga. The police was like, look, ask attorneys, they want to talk to you and shit. You know what I'm saying? Oh, man, I got the best money can buy. Fright act. Like I told Crab, 3 months ago, he was dealing with his bitch. And he was saying, man, these bitches is crafty. He was like, that bitch will put the fucking tracking device on the Lambo. He was like, nigga, I just leave that motherfucker and shit for my own freedom. Gotta leave your own shit. He said, that bitch was like Blueface, motherfucking girl. Nigga, he was like, nigga, bitch, I'll pay you. Leave me alone. The bitch said, no. The bitch said, fuck, I won't break up with you. When that nigga found out he had other bitches over there, that bitch out there fighting and shit for a goddamn life, Charlie Brown. No other bitches. Ain't gonna have me working at Wendy's. See, with a nigga with motherfucking money, what he got to deal with? Fuck that. That taught me something. I said, damn, the microchip on my shit. Oh, bitch, I can't never let you know who the fuck I am. God damn, man. Look, what have we learned? We going in 2024, boy. Yeah, you might have to get you some ring inside the house and outside. Try to get you. And to the crafty bitches that plot on niggas and don't think it out real well and it blows up in your face like the Wile E. Coyote super genius Acme Acre motherfucking crate boxes. Right? Blows your makeup off and you looking like Daffy Duck, right? You know what I'm saying? Like Elmer Fudd shot you in the fucking face. Right? You looking stupid. Keep it up. And shit like this will motherfucking happen to your ass and shit. All right, I'm finna give you some motivation before we gravitate into 2024. Y'all ready? Because I ain't gonna waste your time, man. You know, this show, it was really concentrated, so I crammed up all that rat poison to your ear to give you a double dose. But right now, I'm gonna help you, just like Jews. When it got to your dome, I'm gonna help you. Whatever you did bad in 2023, don't repeat it in 2024. Don't bring that shit back up. Discard that from your memory chip right fucking now, right? Yeah, I want some money from y'all, but I'm gonna give you something. I'm gonna give you some wisdom because in 2024, I want you to be a better person than you was in 2023. I'm going to speak deep into you right now, right? I don't want to hear no whining and complaining about what you can't do. I want you to get up off your motherfucking ass and be a better person. Get out there and get this shit, right? That's what I want you to do, right? And I want you to donate and shit, too. I'm going to keep it a buck with you. You know, donate something. God damn, pay for my backwoods. And I don't even smoke backwoods. But let's get back to this real shit. I want you to be a better person, right? The okie doke. You struggling with the okie doke, right? You shouldn't be struggling with the okie doke. You shouldn't be struggling with the okie doke. Why are you struggling with the okie doke? Fellas, going into 2024, stop fucking with a woman that don't like you, nigga. If you going in your pocket and you always contributing and you not getting nothing out of it, nothing, near nada, nigga, stop that shit right now. You're making it too easy on these damn bitches. Ladies, you talking about you can't get a goddamn man in 2023. I'm going to get you a motherfucking man in 2024. I can get you a goddamn man right now, right? A nigga that appreciates you, a nigga that wants you and shit, right? I can get it to you right now, right? Tell you something, ladies, this is 67% single man out here, men out here. Yeah, I'm going to help you and shit. You need to lower your goddamn standards, bitch. Yes, stop having your head pumped by your homegirl because she want to lick on and suck on your pussy more than we do. Listen to me. You got to lower your goddamn standards. Lower your goddamn standards. That's why you're lonely. Lower your goddamn standards, right? Lower your goddamn standards, right? For real. Yeah, I know you like Pookie. But you got to choose, bitch. And there's plenty of niggas out here to choose from. 2024, after you go out there and get your last little great Greek freak fuck on and shit, right, after New Year's, because you know that's y'all goddamn ritual, right? I want you to get you one of these regular niggas around springtime and shit. I know once the coochie hot, nigga, it's like a fucking cauldron. It'll take a long time to cool off, nigga. Gotta blow on that pussy. Blow on that pussy, all right? Shit. Man. Lower your goddamn standards. Choose up on get you a regular average nigga, right? We are not going to do the fuck ups that we did. If you making a decision and you get any inkling of the feeling that this shit is some bullshit, then guess what it is? It's some bullshit. Don't harbor on it. Just move the fuck on. Just keep moving. We're going to keep moving in this goddamn 2024. We're going to accomplish our goals. I'm going to accomplish my goals. And guess what? You're going to set your motherfucking goals up and you're going to accomplish them too. All you got to do is recognize what's wrong. Then make that Michael Jackson change what's wrong. It might take a short time or long, but when that shit is corrected, nigga, it's gonna be on. Alright, man, we ain't wasting no time this year, nigga. We ain't wasting no time. Get your credit fixed up, you know what I'm saying? If you gotta stack up, do what you gotta do. You gotta struggle a little bit, fuck a minute. Put your goals out there and accomplish them, motherfuckers, instead of going around in the same damn circle, broken the whole cycle and shit. The unknown terrifies people and shit, right? The unknown terrifies people. But in 2024, guess what we gonna do? We gonna be like that swimmer on that damn army commercial that's joining the Marines. That nigga terrified up there. He up there where they do swan dives and shit. He terrified and shit. But for his teammates, he looked around. He just jumped in. And when he came out, he was on them shores and shit with them. Looking like Metal Gear Solid Snake, right? Right? It's psychological. The person that's stopping you from being your fucking best is that motherfucker in the mirror, nigga. So guess what we gonna do, nigga? We gonna stack a dollar while we bullshitting, right? Or we ain't gonna bullshit at all. We gonna be on target. We gonna be paramount about the things that we do in this next year, right? You got some haters. They gonna be around. Give them something to hate about. Fuck them, all right? You know what I'm saying? Fuck them. Fuck them. All right? That was my final words. See y'all next year. Stay your ass up out of jail. Don't be out there drinking and driving and shit. Hey, just sit it out this year. If she ain't coming to your, fellas, if she ain't coming to your house on New Year's and shit, she want to go out there and get in the club. Club ain't nothing but filled with bitches, and that's sorry that, well, it's bitches and dick bitches and all that real shit, but that should be up in the club. But niggas is like, yeah, I'd rather sit at home watch Netflix. I'm your host, m.k.xbext. I love y'all motherfuckers. And thank you for donating that smooth $61. I appreciate that shit. I'm out.